Stephen Webb is the new CEO of White River Health, and though Stephen has been here now for some time, the position of CEO is new to him. Stephen, how are you finding things in this new role?
Everything is going very well. We have a great organization with a lot of great people, and it makes for an easy transition.
Tell me about how you got into healthcare and what led you here to White River Health.
So I got into healthcare after my son was born at 28 weeks. He weighed 2 pounds and 8 ounces, and I was in the insurance industry before, and I just saw how much impact that every one of the caregivers had on my son and his visit at the hospital. He was in the NICU for about 2 months, and after that, I thought, this is where I need to be. This is where I need to have my ministry. And I went back and got my master's degree, University of Arkansas at Little Rock, and did a fellowship here in Arkansas. So I got my first CEO job in Northeast Texas in 2007, and been working as a healthcare executive ever since then. Had the opportunity to serve in Texas and been back in Arkansas since 2009.
Tell me a little bit about what excites you most about being the CEO and what you're hoping to accomplish here, let's say in your first 100 days, to borrow a term from the political world.
Well, I don't know that I want to be associated with a political world. I'm really excited about the people that I work with. So I've been with the organization since July of last year, and there's one thing that really stands out about our organization is the people that are here. We've got great people that really care about each other, and they care about this community. And that's the most exciting part, is to be part of something where people really care about the work that they do and the people that they serve.
Sometimes a challenge in rural areas in healthcare is finding healthcare providers. How do you meet those challenges?
We have 37 different clinics, and we feel like access is a really important part of what we do, making sure that you can get in to see your doctor. So having the clinics and having them in different locations, and we have a large geographic footprint where we serve people close to home where they live. And those clinics also include specialty clinics. So we want to make sure that you have access to a quality specialist right here in this community, so you don't have to travel. I feel like healthcare is local. Just like politics is local, healthcare is local. And we want to make sure that people have access to see their cardiologist, oncologist, orthopedic surgeon, general surgeon. We want to take care of those things here locally. So whether you need a neurologist or a rheumatologist, you can get that here in this community. And if you need primary care, we try to be in the communities that we serve in 37 different locations.
You have a large staff of people throughout your organization. You're one of the largest employers in this part of the state. How do you build that team up, and how do you continue to assimilate new people into those teams?
Well, the good thing is we do have a very committed and very dedicated group of employees that really care about this community. And I think that is our biggest recruitment, is having great people here. So people want to work with people that they enjoy working with and people that have a mission that ties them to the community. And we have that in our organization. People are really dedicated to serving their neighbors and their community. So it's really impressive to see.
You have a very impressive orthopedics program here, and I know you've also been working to improve and make strides with oncology. Can you speak a little bit about that project?
Yeah, we're really excited about our oncology project. Our foundation has been working very hard, and we have raised money to expand and enlarge our oncology center. We've got great physicians there. Dr. Desikin and Dr. Khan do a phenomenal job taking care of patients. And we are going to be enhancing that space and adding some more infusion and chemotherapy chairs and making it in a very healing environment. So we're really excited about that project. Hope to break ground this fall. And so if you drive by the hospital, you're going to see some construction going on, and that's to help our patients in this community that have unfortunately been diagnosed with cancer be able to get that treatment locally.
Tell me about technology. Of course, it plays a huge role in healthcare these days. How do you keep up in a rural area with the technology so that you can compete against having to send people to larger areas?
Well, we are actually one of the top 100 hospitals in the country in orthopedics, and part of that's our Mako robot, and we have very engaged physicians. And physicians are the driver of a lot of these technologies. So if it's in cardiology and we're talking about TCARs for carotid artery disease, or the Mako robot that I mentioned, our surgeons use Da Vinci robots, which is a surgical robot that helps us do very intricate surgery. So a lot of our technologies are driven by our doctors. And we are very fortunate to have very engaged, very dedicated physicians in this community.
Tell me about what you would like the listeners to take away from this conversation. Where would you like to see things in 5 years, maybe 10 years down the road for our community?
Well, we want to be your first choice in healthcare. And we look at ourselves as neighbors taking care of neighbors and family taking care of family. So just want you to know that we're here and we're here to serve you. And we have a lot of employees that live in this community, that care about this community. We want to make sure that we're here 5-10 years from now to be a local healthcare provider for you.
Stephen Webb, the new CEO for White River Health. Good to have you in the community, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here and looking forward to a long career.